In honor of National Identity Theft Awareness Month, we would like to remind you that how you look on paper does matter. Lenders, insurers, and employers are all checking out your credit. So here are our top tips to make sure you're putting your best financial self forward. First, take a look. Recognize yourself. Take 10 minutes and log on to annualcreditreport.com to review your free report from each of the major credit reporting agencies, which are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. While the free version won't get you your actual score, the report may reveal damaging errors or potential fraud. If you find an error, first, take a deep breath and put your patience pants on. Next, write a dispute letter to the reporting creditor and notify all three reporting agencies in writing of your dispute. You may also need to notify other agencies like your bank or investment firm, the IRS, or the Social Security Administration if you have fallen victim to identity theft. For more information and guidance, we recommend myfico.com. Secondly, keep a good image. Ultimately, how good you look from a credit standpoint is graded by your FICO score. Each major reporting agency has a different formula, so your score will vary from one to the other. Guess you could say that credit beauty is in the eye of the reporter. Fortunately, the factors affecting your credit are consistent, and there are steps you can take to improve your score with all three agencies. Generally, your score is weighted as follows: 35% on your payment history, the timelier the better, 30% on the amount of debt you owe, less is more, 15% on your length of credit history, the longer, the better, 10% on new credit inquiries, less is more, and 10% on your ability to manage different types of credit, for example, a mortgage, credit cards, etc. It's complicated. Our advice to looking your credit best is to pay every bill on time. Pay off your credit cards monthly and avoid charging more than 1/3 of your available credit limit. You'll also want to avoid opening too many cards and steer clear of tempting 0% store financing plans, which are viewed as credit of last resort.